Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are speaking with the Central Iowa, Iowa State University Extension Field Agronomist, Megan Anderson. And Megan, really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today.
Thanks for having me.
You are absolutely welcome, as we're here now in the spring season, and so spring planting is happening, and so we'll just dive into some stuff. So we'll start off here. According to the USDA, Iowa farmers average 5.5 suitable for field work in the second half of April. So how are things looking here, would you say, in Dallas County?
Yeah, Dallas County really hopped to it a little over a week ago now, maybe a week and a half ago or so, and got a lot of corn and some soybeans planted during that nice window that we had sort of from the 10th, 11th or so of April through maybe the 19th or so, right before we got that rain on Easter. And so we've got a lot of crop in the ground now. We've had a lot of field work. People have done a great job of kind of dodging windy days for spraying and just trying to get all that field work done here in the spring. And so it was a really productive window, and looks like we've got some rainfall here now that's going to hold people sort of out of the field, or it's going to make it a little trickier to get in the field. And then hopefully we'll get another window to finish up that planting here in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So thanks for talking about that. Where are we at on kind of corn planting and then oat seeding?
Yeah, so corn planting, I think we're probably the better part of 50% done, at least when I think of my area. It does vary a little bit just based on how active some people were on corn. Some folks actually started with soybeans, and so we do have quite a few soybeans in the ground, but I think we're probably more than 50% done on corn. There's not a lot of oats that go out, so I always find it really difficult to put a finger on how much of the oats have been planted, but there is an oat field just outside of my house that's been done, and so I think a lot of people that were planting oats took advantage of the good conditions either at the end of March or in that early part of April, and so I think most of the oats that were planned to be planted are done now.
Awesome. Again, we are speaking here with the Central Iowa ISU Extension field agronomist, Megan Anderson. And Megan, as we continue to talk here, talk about the effect that drought conditions have maybe had on the county.
Yeah, so we've been in drought now for, feels like kind of forever, right? Last year, we got a lot of relief with some really nice rainfall in the spring. And then we also got really good rainfall in July and in the kind of the latter part of August before we dried out, and then got more rain again in November. And so we've had a lot more, I think, ups and downs of rain, dry. And so coming into this spring, actually, even with how dry our winter was compared to normal, we are actually set up on moisture a lot better than we were looking back to 2024 spring. Okay. So the comparison of kind of March 24 to March 25, there was quite a bit more moisture in the ground, at least here in Dallas County and kind of to the north. I know some folks to the south were talking about how dry their soils still were. And so we're always grateful when we do get a nice rainfall in the spring to help crops get going, and we can get that infiltrated into the soil and help replenish those soil reserves, because we're really good on surface moisture. We've had really nice rain. We've had good surface moisture in maybe the upper 6 to 12 inches. It's really that deeper soil moisture that those crops are going to use later in the growing season that has been depleted and is still something that I think we've been working to replenish over the past, I don't know how long, years.
Sure. No, absolutely. Yeah. And I know over winter, obviously, we got that kind of blizzard in February. So yeah, thanks for going over that. And then yeah, you're speaking about all this rainfall, has that maybe presented any challenges for the farmers as they kind of start this planting season?
Yeah, well, it definitely brought planting to a halt for sure. And not just the fact that we got moisture, but also the combination of the fact that we got moisture and it was a really chilly day. Mm-hmm. And so corn and soybean, corn much more so than soybeans, but both of the crops are somewhat sensitive to that cool moisture. And so during the first 24 or so, maybe 36 hours of that seed being in the ground, it's going to imbibe 30 to 50% of its weight in water. And so the first thing that that corn seed is going to do once you put it in the ground is it's going to start sort of softening up the outer shell of the seed, and it's going to start taking up water. And we really don't want it to take in cold water.
Okay.
And so I think that people very wisely stopped planting on Saturday in advance of that rainfall on Sunday, because we just don't know what risk that cold rainfall posed to any of those really late kind of Saturday night, Sunday planted seeds right ahead of that rainfall. And so it certainly brought planting to a halt. I know that I got rain in Bondurant. And so that certainly has brought things much more to a halt than it did here in Dallas County, where you guys, I don't think, got that kind of Tuesday night, Wednesday morning rainfall. And so maybe there's some activity happening, but certainly we're going to be dodging a lot of rain here for the next coming week or so, probably.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So thanks for talking about that. Again, we are speaking here with the Central Iowa ISU Extension field agronomist, Megan Anderson. And Megan, as we finish up here, now, how are conditions looking as we finish out here the month of April and as we move into May?
Yeah, I think that we're certainly going to see warming temperatures, which is good. It looks like, at least for the foreseeable future, we don't even have a low temperature below 50, which is excellent conditions for planting, you know, not just corn and soybean, planting lots of things. Right. So we like to see that. We like to see those 70 degree highs that are going to help our crops that are in the ground get out of the ground faster. We should start to see our crops, some of those earlier planted ones, emerging maybe over the coming weekend or so, perhaps early the following week. But it shouldn't be too long before we start to be able to pick up those little green corn spikes in rows across the fields. The weather forecast, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, they put out climate prediction outlooks basically for the short term. And really, we're leaning pretty heavily warmer than average conditions in the short term, wetter than average conditions. As we look out a little bit past like the 2 week time frame, there's a lot more uncertainty in the moisture. And so hopefully what that means is that we do get another nice planting window here as we look toward May. But at least in the short term, we're probably going to be wetter than average.
Okay, awesome. Well, thanks for going over that. And before we let you go, is there anything else that you wanted to share here for this spring planting season?
Yeah, I think as we start to think about looking toward these crops that are emerging, it's always a good idea, especially with the early planted stuff that got planted in cold soils, for the farmers to be out checking those stands as they emerge, making sure things are just as they expect. And they're welcome to give me a call if they notice anything that they think is off.
Awesome. Again, we've been speaking here with the Central Iowa ISU Extension field agronomist, Megan Anderson, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Megan, always appreciate the time, and we'll check in again in a few weeks.
Sounds good.
You are absolutely welcome. That's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.